This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're always going to fight complacency and status quo. We're pushing every single day to improve this team, improve this roster. And that's the window we're in right now. I feel like windows open and close. We're in a coaching window right now to improve our staff. And that's what's taking place. And then the player acquisition periods are going to open. And we're going to do everything we can to improve our roster. And I think that's what's going to take, you know, to get us to the next step. But I just think naturally, as we grow together again and defensive schemes and offensive schemes. I'm so excited about this offseason, these OTAs and training camp, to see that happen.
It's not an offseason unless Ryan Pace describes his excitement level, and this time we actually can understand it because the Bears were good until the season just kind of ended. Dan Pompey is on Twitter, at Dan Pompey, writes for the Bleacher Report and The Athletic, and he appears on these very Score airwaves. He does so right now, in fact. Dan, what were your impressions? What feelings were you left with? Before we get into some of the newsier bits of it, but your takeaway from yesterday's press conference.
Well, good to be with you guys this morning. I didn't think they really uncovered a lot of new ground. You know, there was nothing that really made my jaw drop. I mean, I think it was good to see them have a pretty sober reaction to where things were with Cody Parkey and not try to kind of, you know, gloss over it or defend it. I mean, I thought they were pretty frank in terms of they're seeing it the way everyone else is seeing it, right? You just can't keep going with missed kicks like that. And sometimes it might be easy to justify that because of the money involved or even, the relationships or different issues. But it was good to see that they had a clear-eyed view, I think, of that situation. I don't think this team is going to be one that makes a lot of splashy headlines in this coming offseason, Kareem Hunt aside. I think pretty much this Bears team, you know, the big pieces are in place. Now you have to worry about getting the knickknacks right. And obviously they have a few players, some key players whose contracts are up they have to deal with. And Adrian Amos and Bobby Massey and Callahan. But other than that, I think, you know, it's not going to be an off season full of change and big days of signings or acquisitions.
Yeah, Dan, I wanted to come out of that press conference knowing where they thought they could get better, and they identified one area in the kicker. Ryan Pace said over and over again, we need to be better in that part of the game, and that's true, and they will once they cut him and find another kicker. But the other area that kind of got identified for them was Kareem Hunt, who through circumstance and familiarity with Matt Nagy would make them better. I don't know that that's the right track to take to get better in that way.
Well, I think clearly what we know now, you'd have to say, you know, it's probably really not an option. But this is going to be a fluid situation where things are going to change, and we're going to know more at other points. Certainly the Bears are going to know more probably than we'll ever know, and other teams will as well as they investigate what happened with Hunt. Look, this guy's going to play in the National Football League again. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. When, where, we don't know. But, you know, and certainly it would make some sense if the Bears could come to grips with what he did, that they would be interested in him. I just don't know if you know, they'll be able to justify that or forgive that. We just, like I said, there's a lot that we don't know right now. You know, I do know that Matt Nagy even said it yesterday. He believes in second chances. So that was interesting. And I think, obviously, this is going to be an issue that he did not decide by himself. It's going to be, if they do have legitimate interest in signing Kareem Hunt, this will be an ownership issue. and then you'll get the McCaskies involved and see where they stand on him. It's going to be something, I'm sure, that's going to be discussed at Halas Hall.
If George McCaskey was willing to let Vic Fangio and others sell Ray McDonald to him to the point where it was McCaskey himself who said, "Well, look, he bought his own plane ticket here. That shows how dedicated he is." Then if it's somebody who is the league leader in rushing, who's 23 years old, who fills a glaring need for them right now to give them more speed and versatility out of the backfield, it would have to be the being burned by the Ray McDonald situation would still be stinging, but that would be an easy sell, wouldn't it, if your football people said, yeah, this can be the difference between us winning a Super Bowl and not?
Well, I still think, you have to stand for something. You know, I think you have to feel comfortable with the person. You have to believe in your heart that he's not going to go out and do the same thing again. And, one thing about the McCaskies, I think – they would probably tell you they believe in second chances too, and forgiveness and all those kinds of things. And it's just a matter of whether or not this is a case that, you can get over and you can feel good about. And that's something that they're going to have to dig into and figure out for themselves. But certainly, the reward, the potential reward with Kareem Hunt is much greater than the potential reward was mm-hmm. with Ray McDonald. I mean, you're talking about one of the very best running backs in the league and a running back who's been in the system, who has a relationship with the head coach. And I mean, there's just a lot of football reasons to say this would be a tremendous move, but it would be an awful move if Kareem Hunt were to go out and do the same thing that he did again or embarrass the organization some other way.
Dan, did you get, or were you satisfied, rather, with the answers given about Trey Burton and his unavailability against the Eagles?
I guess. I mean, it's always difficult to know from the outside, which we're on the outside, about, why a player can't play or what's going on in his body, or in this case, maybe even in his head, right? So, all we can really do is kind of listen and trust. I think it's you go down a slippery slope when you try to read too much into it and try to figure out what all the causes were, why a player wasn't available. But it's something that we just can't really judge, I think.
We got the news today that outside linebackers coach Brandon Staley is leaving to join Vic Fangio in what is believed to be a similar capacity with the Denver Broncos. What do you make of Chuck Pagano reshaping this staff in his own image? Which of these positional or subpositional coaches matter more than others if it's a Rob Ryan or somebody coming in here? What are you watching, and how should we learn from the way Pagano constructs his staff?
Yeah, I think it's going to be important that the guys, the assistant coaches up front, are established guys who have had success before, because Pagano is more of a back-end guy himself. And if he has an area where he will kind of specialize in or spend more of his time, I think it'll be with the secondary guys, the safeties and the cornerbacks. So, you really hope that he can find a good linebackers coach, outside linebackers coach. The linebackers coach to me is really important because you've got a big investment sitting there, Roquan Smith, who's a young player who needs good coaching, who needs a good coach to bring the best out in him. So to me, that's big. And certainly you always, defensive line coach is one of the most important positions on your entire staff. So you want to either retain the guy you've had in Jay Rogers, who's been very good, or go out and find a suitable replacement who's kind of in the same category.
Do you know, you wrote a lot about Pagano in The Athletic just the other day, and I found the anecdote about him wanting to get players involved, or just kind of as a coach, getting players involved in scheme, pretty interesting. Has he kind of always been that way, or is that something that's evolved as he got his head coaching turn and got more wider responsibilities as a coach?
I think, Connor, it's something that he's always liked to do.
Okay.
But I think it's probably something that he has to trust his players in order to do that. When he was with the Ravens, it made a lot of sense to do it because he had Ed Reed, who at the time was, I think, a 7 or 8 year veteran, very accomplished. He had Ray Lewis, who, of course, had already established himself as the great Ray Lewis, and he had some others who were Pro Bowl caliber players, veterans, whom he really trusted and should have trusted. You know, it's different if he had a team full of second-year players, rookies, third-year players. Now, with the Bears, he's got some guys he can trust, too, I think. You know, I think he could walk into a defensive meeting room and sit there with Danny Trevathan and say, what do you think about this, and be able to trust him. But certainly, that's something that probably will have to be built up over time, but I think, you know, you've got some guys in there who have been in the league for a long time, Mack and Hicks, who very accomplished guys that I think would be able to be great players in terms of having input in game plans.
Do you think Kyle Long is getting cut?
No, I don't. I guess I don't know for sure, and I would be surprised if he were to be cut, because I think he brings a value to the team. I know, you know, there are always money issues in different situations, but I guess I have a hard time seeing the Bears as a better team without Kyle Long. And I guess if they did that, they would be looking at putting that money into some other area where they feel they would have a greater need. But to me, I think if you want to improve your run game next year, which they talked about, I thought that was one of the things I probably should have mentioned off the top. When somebody asked Ryan Pace where you want to be better, and he talked about balance. And I know Matt Nagy talked a little about running the ball, too. If you want to be better at running the ball next year, you don't get rid of Kyle Long, because he's one of the best weapons you have in terms of establishing the run game and keeping it strong.
Is the fix then someone better than Bobby Massey, whose contract is expiring?
You know, Connor, really, I think the first fix is changing the mindset. And I think that's something that's going to start, that would have to start in OTA practices and go through mini camp and go through training camp and the preseason games. And really, you know, establishing a little bit different identity on offense and making sure that the run game is an emphasis and making sure it's a point of pride, and maybe changing the way you practice a little bit, and then changing the way you game plan and play call. And, you know, I think to me, that's the biggest thing. It's just the overall commitment to the run that starts in March and continues through, you know, every play call of every game. You know, that's where you get that. The players they have are good enough. We've seen them run the football before with the same group. That offensive line can run block. And we know Jordan Howard can run. We know Tariq Cohen can run. So I don't think you need to make big changes to have a better run game. I think you need to change your mindset.
Well, I know there is going to be one more running back in here. They want another versatile, faster running back, whether it's through the draft or free agency or who it is. And that's what informs some of the Kareem Hunt speculation, is because what I'm hearing from them is Nagy wants another toy. He thinks he needs another guy that can really move. So
I wouldn't doubt that. I wouldn't doubt if they found a way to move Jordan Howard either, because they certainly didn't use him the way Howard has been used in the past. So, whether it be through the draft or free agency or whatever, I could see that. Absolutely.
Dan, we really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay, guys. Pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.